Rick, before we talk about the project, can I ask you a question?
Sure thing. I can't guarantee an answer, though.
I've met a lot of people in the past couple of days, and most of them are pretty friendly. But I can't figure Miles out.
Welcome to the club, buddy. Nobody can.
No, I'm serious. He's very cold to me. I must have offended him somehow, but I have no idea how.
Don't worry about it. He's that way with everybody. The only person he ever lightens up with is Ellen.
So you don't think I did something to annoy him?
Life annoys Miles Anthony. He's basically a good guy, but he's just too serious and can't stand it when everybody isn't equally as grim.
Ellen doesn't seem so serious. Why does he lighten up with her and nobody else?
Those two have been friends since the Stone Age. Once you've known Miles for a few millennia, he'll relax with you too.
When I was introduced to him, he seemed polite enough. But when I ran into him in the lunchroom yesterday, he barely said hi to me.
Well, he's got a lot in his mind these days.
What do you mean?
Off the record, rumor has it that he's looking for another job.
Why in the world would he do that?
Let's just say there are some people here with whom our Miles can't quite get along.
But everybody here is so friendly. Why can't he talk to them about it?
Mostly because they won't take it as seriously as he will. And then he'll get even madder.
That's hard to believe.
Well, you know us creative types. We're unpredictable.
You mean it's you that Miles can't get along with?
To be fair, it isn't all his fault. We just don't see eye to eye on many things.
That's too bad.
It is too bad. But if we don't get back to work here, we might be the ones looking for jobs.
Okay. Now, what was your idea?